This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة تركهم على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه عباد الله يقول الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء اتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد All praise is due to Allah. We seek His guidance and His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the whispering of our desires. Whom Allah guides, no one can misguide. And whom He allows to be misled, no one can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone, having no partners. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His slave and His messenger and His perfect worshipper. To proceed, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood on the minbar and he said, Ameen, three times. And he later explained that Jibreel came to him and made three supplications. And of them he said, that whoever experiences, lives to see Ramadan, and through that is not forgiven, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distance him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen. And whoever has one of their parents or both reach old age, and through that does not enter into Jannah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distance them. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen. And whoever hears your name and does not say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distance him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen. But the point here is what Jibreel alayhi salam stated about the month of Ramadan. That whoever experiences the month of Ramadan and through that is not forgiven, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distance them. As if to say that by simply existing to live to see Ramadan is in and of itself enough that a person be forgiven. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the authentic hadith, من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. That whoever fasts the month of Ramadan out of iman and seeking its reward, believing in its obligation and seeking its reward, their sins are forgiven. ومن قام رمضان, and whoever stands the nights of Ramadan seeking its reward and believing in it, their sins will be forgiven. And let's say a person does not stand the nights of Ramadan. For whatever reason, they became preoccupied, they missed the night, what have you. There's still an opportunity. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَمَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ إِمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا. Whoever stands the night of destiny or the night of power out have iman and seeking its reward, their sins will be forgiven. How prevalent is the forgiveness of sins in this month? You know, the Prophet ﷺ was approached, or three men came and accepted Islam, three converts. And the Prophet ﷺ asked, who can host them? And Taha ibn Ubaydillah said, I can host. And so one went out with an expedition with Rasulullah ﷺ, a campaign. That man went out in the campaign and he was martyred. Another campaign goes out and a second one is martyred. The third lives an entire year after them. And he would pass away of natural causes. Taha ibn Ubaydillah would see them in a dream, all three of them. And he saw that the one who died of natural causes was ahead of them, of the ones who were martyred in battle. And so Taha radiallahu anhu goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asks him about the dream that he had. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, what confused you about that? Didn't he live an entire year after them? And didn't he experience Ramadan? The distance that is between them is like the distance between the heavens and the earth. We're a few hours away from Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows we're just waiting for the sun to set, inshaAllah ta'ala, so that this dua that we've been making, Allahumma balighna Ramadan, is manifested. That's what we hope for. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to experience another Ramadan. And many more after it, with good iman and good health, with our families and our community and our loved ones. But this presence of this month, this great guest, I want to share just a number of actions that we can do and prepare for. The first is the fast, but the scholars mention is that there's a general fast and there's a specific fast. The general fast is al-imsak an al-muftirat. The general fast is that a person avoid the things that break the fast. The things that break the fast, eating and drinking and intimacy, the things that are well known. But there's a specific fast as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Fasting was prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you that you may gain taqwa. And so the goal of fasting is the establishment of taqwa, the actualization of taqwa. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَ أَنْ يَدَعْ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. That whoever does not leave false speech and false actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no need for them to leave their food and their drink. I.e., I should become better because I'm fasting. My gaze should be better. What I listen to should be better. Definitely avoiding the haram. But then there's an even more specific fast, which is that a person avoid everything that is not beneficial to them as a worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a season of worship, this month of Ramadan. And so I might stay away from a lot of things that are normally halal that I might normally participate in or indulge in of speech or activities, but because it is Ramadan that I dial in. Number two is to have a spirit of competition. I ask you the question, who are you competing with? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافِسَ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. When it comes to Jannah, let them compete with regards to Jannah. We love people who have competitive drives. We follow big time athletes, leaders in industry. We talk about competition in business, competition in academics. We love to compete. But true competition is competition with regards to the Akhirah. And that's why you'll see that the prophets themselves competed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, تَزَوَّجُ الْوَدُودَ الْوَلُودَ فَإِنِّي مُكَاثِرٌ بِكُمُ الْأُمَمِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Marry women that have lots of children and are loving because I want to boast the largest number of followers on the Day of Judgment. We know for sure the Sahaba competed. The poor complained about the rich and they said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ ذَهَبَ أَهْلُ الدُّثُورِ بِالْأُجُورِ يُصَلُّونَ كَمَا نُصَلِّ وَيَصُومُونَ كَمَا نَصُومُ وَيَتَصَدَّقُونَ مِنْ فُضُولِ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. The rich have taken all the reward. They fast like we fast and they pray like we pray, but they give charity that we don't give. They're looking and seeing how to compete when it comes to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the question becomes with regards to the Akhirah, is there somebody that you're chasing? Is there somebody who's more committed to coming to the prayer on time than you? And this Ramadan, I'm going to chase that person. Someone who reads more Quran, someone who's more consistent in their serving of the community for iftar. Who am I chasing? And the best person to compete with, of course, is always yourself. that you be better this Ramadan than you were last Ramadan. And so you know that when it comes to the dunya, we pay so much attention to metrics and measuring, and what is not measured does not grow. And so the question becomes, how much Qur'an did I read last Ramadan, and how many nights of Tarawih was I able to attend, and how am I able to be better this year? And then number three is to simply plan for it. We all know what Ramadan entails. We know that it's going to be Tarawih. We know there's going to be fundraisers. It's not a surprise for anybody. There's going to be fundraisers. This year is not going to be different. So then the question becomes, that we know that there's going to be the reading of the Qur'an. We know that there's going to be iftar of those who fast. We know all of these opportunities exist. They exist every Ramadan. What am I going to do this year to take full advantage? We know the feeling of regret as a Ramadan comes to an end, that last day, and we feel like, oh man, if I had the chance to do better next time, inshallah ta'ala, I'm going to do better. And so the opportunity is at the cusp now. What are we going to do to make this Ramadan better? What do we need to maneuver of our schedules? What do we need to change of our habits? What do we need to include in our social circles? Or remove from our circle, social circles. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَرَادُ الْخُرُوجَ لَأَعَدُّ لَهُ عُدَّةً. Allah says about a military campaign that if they had really wanted to go out with you, a messenger of Allah, they would have prepared for it. And so the idea that sincerity leads to preparation, and insincerity leads to excuses and regret. And so let us prepare for this month as best as we can, prepare for what remains of this month, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us consistency to take advantage of it. أَقُولُ مَا سِمِعْتُ مَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala sahbihi sallim sallim kathira. The masjid this year has a theme for Ramadan, and that theme is tranquility, sakina. And so it's something that we should all encourage our families, our friends, as we're coming here, we remind each other of, is the idea of having sakina in the masjid. You know, alhamdulillah, we're going to be expecting a lot of people, of course, for Taraweeh tonight. And I want to remind you of two things. Number one is that you welcome the servants of Allah when they return back to the homes of Allah. Sometimes people always give some sort of sly comment. Oh, it must be Ramadan because you're back at the masjid, mashallah. Long time no see. You don't need to give people that type of a comment. Welcome the servants of Allah when they come back to the houses of Allah. We're going to see people that we haven't seen in a long time. And when they come, make sure that you show them that love and that hospitality. And then number two, that we embody this quality of tranquility as we're coming into the masjid and we're waiting for the salah. Let us showcase that tranquility and that serenity and that quietness and that stillness and that mindfulness. And then when you're outside, the same thing, and being considerate of other people as best as you can, especially when the masjid is experiencing heavy traffic, the more consideration you show to others, the better all of our experience is. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to experience Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Waffiqna ila siyamihi wa qiyamihi wal amal alladhi yurdika anna. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah wa ma qarrab ilayha. أعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها زكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل فأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وقوم الى صلاتكم ارحمكم الله.
الله اكبر الله اكبر اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان محمد